my wife, she was talking about and nothing, this church, that's what they were preaching, this preaching that God takes nothing and he makes something out of it. And so this man started praying, God, make me nothing, make me nothing. And his wife heard him praying that, and she said, honey, you're already nothing. Just accept it by faith. Amen. But God, he does take nothing and he makes something. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And just the privilege to worship God and to lift him up, to bless him. I used to wonder, I'd hear that as to bless the Lord. And I was wondering, God, how can we bless you? How in the world? But we bless God by praising him and magnifying him, lifting him up, don't we? And the Bible said that someone used to say, they'd say, if you want joy, then they'd say, well, you got to jump for it. The Bible says jump for joy. And but also the Bible says this here, that God dwells in the praises of his people. And that's a, when he dwells in the praises of his people, and we come together, I think that a lot of Christians, that they miss this here, is that whenever things are going wrong, they just, that's where their mind is at. It's hard not to get your mind off that, isn't it? And if your life is going wrong, you're here in Duncan, jobs are it's stressful, isn't it, to say the least? And you've got a job, but it's still stressful and everything. And then others have been laid off, but at the same time, and a person can let that get them down, and it takes away the joy of the Lord. But the Bible says that God dwells in the praises of his people. Amen. And I teach this back at home, that praise, that a real praise doesn't come when you feel like it. That's a praise. I agree. Amen. But you develop a real praise when you don't feel like it. Amen. Amen. And you take Paul and Silas. I've thought about this a lot, that they were in prison and they didn't know what to do. Things were stacked against them. Christians were unpopular. But somewhere during the night, and I've often thought about that, that they started singing in the night. Yes. Amen. I've often thought about that. They jeopardized their lives. All those other prisoners weren't too, they couldn't have been too keen on that, that these Christian boys start singing in the night when they were wanting to sleep. Amen. But they started singing. I just wonder which one of them started, if they suggested it, yeah, or if they just started singing. Amen. I'll tell you this here, that when you develop a praise, it just starts coming natural. Amen. It starts coming natural. The more thankful you are in your bad times, the more thankful you'll be just all the time. That's a fact. That's a fact. Amen. And I've often thought about, talking about this today, that Israel, that whenever they got that water, you remember they was praying, this thirsty for water. No, Moses, he hit the rock. God gave them water. And then all of a sudden they were thankful, rejoicing. They were happy. Yes. Have you ever seen that? Maybe we've all been that way sometimes. Something, we're wanting something and we're kind of melancholy maybe, and then all of a sudden we get it. Maybe it's a new car or something like that, and then all of a sudden we want to testify. We want to do this. You know what I'm saying? We want to do this, and we're so excited about it. And so Israel, when Moses hit the rock and gave them water, they were excited. But God would have been more pleased is before they got the water, they started looking over all that God had done for them, amen? All that God had done, and started thanking God praising God, not for what they were seeing with their carnal eyes, but what God had done for them and what God was going to do for them. Amen. I believe that God's going to do great things and is doing great things for his people. It's not a cliche with me. It's not a cliche. You know what I'm saying? I just believe that with all my heart. Amen. And God, he loves his people. And God, one of the things that God wants is that feelings don't become our God. Amen. Are y'all with me? I don't lose anybody here. But that, and I, as a matter of fact, some of y'all heard me today. I'm not normally a preacher that preaches the same message over. But y'all will probably, some of them will probably hear some of the same things, because I felt it this morning when I got up that God touched my mind. Amen. I asked Brian, I said, "You got anything?" He said, "Well, not if you do." I said, "Well, I feel the Lord." And so I ministered this morning. And but there were three men sitting on a wall. The name of one was Feeling. The name of the second was Faith. The name of the third was Fact. Well, Feeling fell off the wall, and Faith fell back. Only Fact remained. Fact restored Faith, and Faith restored Feeling. Amen. The point in that is this here, is that we don't serve God because of feelings. Amen. You're going to spend most of your life, even Job said, he said, "Man that's born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." Amen. That's something you can mark down, that you're going to have problems all your life. Amen. And I'm 64 and I can verify that there's problems all life. Amen. Praise God. But the good thing about it is this here, is that if we keep our heart and our mind on fact, this is fact. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. And faith can grow weak. Amen. And anyone that says that their faith has never grown weak, they'll probably lie about something else too. Amen. Our faith will be tried. Amen. And there's times that our faith is so tried that I have never wanted to give up on God. Never. But at the same time, there's been times that my faith has been so tried that I got melancholy. Does any of y'all know what I mean? Amen. You just kind of draw back into a shell. You don't mean to do that, but it happens. Amen. Praise God. And so, but when we remember that if we develop things in our life, and one of the things that we can develop in our life, it doesn't matter what condition, what stage of life it is, and that's praise. That's thankfulness. Amen. Yes, has God done anything for you?
Amen.
Amen. Well, what if you need something right now? What if you need something right now, but God hasn't answered that? Do you know God doesn't just do it like that, like a genie in a bottle, does he? Amen. We don't serve that kind of God, that he's our genie in a bottle. Praise God. But God loves you. He loves me. And God looks down not on what we think that we want or that we need, but he looks down on what we really need. Hallelujah. Amen. And I don't know if I've used this here before, but I probably have. Amen. Most of my messages probably need to be numbered and everything, you know, and everything. But I should have said that, because I lost my thought. Can anybody bring me back where I was at? Amen. Well, if God brings it back in my mind, I'll go back to it. But on praise and thankfulness. On praise and thankfulness, amen. That's what I was talking about. And that we are not to be controlled by circumstances. I'm going to tell you something. Circumstances can become our God. It can become our God, amen. You'd look at going back to Paul and Silas in the prison, and they started singing. They started praising God. They had no idea whether or not that God would deliver them. They had no idea that their hearts were not bound. Amen. We're not bound by an immediate need. And we can get caught up in that way. Amen. That's why Jesus, he told them, he said, don't worry about your clothing. Don't worry about different things like that. God even knows how many hairs you have on your head. Some of you, he has to count a little more than some of us. Amen. Praise God. But he knows every hair on our head. He knows that little old sparrow out there. The Bible says that.
Yes, sir, he does. Come on.
And you know something? I believe that.
Yes, sir.
I'm dumb enough to believe that God knows that little old sparrow out there. And God can do anything that he wants to. And so God already knows what you and I are going through. He knows everything we need. He knows whether we need it today, and he knows what we're going to need tomorrow. Amen? Praise God. Blessed be the Lord. But the thing about God is more concerned about your soul and my soul than he is materialistic goods or even health. Hallelujah. Praise. And he's concerned about those too. I'm not throwing that out. Praise God. But there's something greater that God is working in his people than something that is temporal. Amen. Our health will come and go. Praise God. Money will come and go. All those things will come and go. But one thing that will be immortal when God comes in their life, and that is our soul. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. And so here's these three. Here's feeling. We can be so controlled by feeling. Amen. We're creatures of feeling, believe it or not. Amen. Amen. That's why that some feelings are good. I think God has a feeling. He talks about his son. He said, my son, in whom my soul is well pleased. God has feeling, does he? Amen. He loves us to worship him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's why there was a spirit of worship in here tonight. Did y'all feel that spirit of worship? Praise God. You know why it's that way? Well, one thing is you brought it with you. You said, well, God brought it. No, you brought it because we're here not because we want God to tell us to worship him, but because we want to bless him and praise him and worship him. It doesn't matter what we're going through. He's worthy. He's worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'll try not to holler, but I'm to holler. Amen. Praise God. Blessed be the Lord. Amen. They were in that prison. Amen. And one of them starts singing. And I'm going to just tell you, I don't think they were singing, I'll meet you over the river. I don't believe they were singing that. I don't think they were singing some down and out song, I'll see you over to heaven because this is the end.
Yeah.
Blessed be the Lord. But I think they started singing songs like you were singing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I think one of them struck up a song like,
yes,
there's victory. Victory in,
yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Praise God. Though man slay me, blessed be the Lord. My hope is in Jesus Christ. Praise God. God loves you. Amen. You may be at the bottom. You may think you're the bottom that you could ever be at the bottom, that life has passed you by. But I'm telling you what, I will just tell you, if you will put your hope in Jesus Christ, just believe that and do it. And when your feelings start taking control, see that feelings can rule you. I don't know why I'm saying these things like this here. I had my mind on something else. But I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. Amen. Feel the Lord. And when feelings start ruling you, amen, you know what you do? You say, well, I can't control it. Let me tell you what to do. You just start praising God. Amen? How about that? Why, Paul, he said, sing to yourself in hymns. Amen. Now, some of y'all can sing. But I'm telling you what, there's some that you might have to get out in the pasture, way away from people. They may want to shoot you, but praise God. But sing anyhow.
Sing anyway.
That's right.
You say, well, I can't think of any words. I'll tell you what, I forget you sing a song, I'm going to tell you, I can sing it with you. And as soon as you quit singing, I forgot all the words.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that terrible? But sometimes I'm out by myself. I'm out driving down the road in my car, my pickup. Amen. I'm out in the field. Blessed be the Lord. Praise God. And I feel the enemy of my soul coming in with depression and fear and doubt. Blessed be the Lord. Praise God. And I'll make up my own soul. I'll make it up. Hallelujah. I'll just start singing about Jesus and my hope in Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And the enemy has to flee. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm talking about the real deal. Amen. This ain't no put on, is it? Amen. It ain't no put on. But we know. We know, hallelujah, what God can do and what He will do. And someone says, well, He'll do it for, He kind of likes Brother Dwayne, you know, God. I think God's more partial to Brother Dwayne. And we get that attitude, and we'll just eliminate ourselves from being blessed.
That's right.
Do you know that? Amen. But God loves all of His children. Amen. He loves all of His children. Praise God. And God, He's got you and I right where He wants us. And so remember this here, that whenever feeling's going to fall off the wall. It's going to fall off the wall. Amen. You get to feeling good in the Lord, huh? You know?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I don't think I'll ever feel discouraged again. I don't think I'll ever feel depressed. I feel so good. Man, that service was so great. Oh, hallelujah. And you walk out the door and your husband or wife, they just say something like this first. Huh? How about that one? Huh? And you're looking at it and say, I was feeling so good. Look what you did. Amen. Praise God. And it wasn't them. It's because that we allow our own feelings. Hallelujah. Our own feelings to control us. Praise God. Amen. And then there's times that our faith is so tried. Amen. And when that faith is tried, it starts wavering. It starts wavering. But remember this here. Lay hold on fact. Don't ever give up fact. Amen. Don't ever give up fact. Praise God. Blessed be the Lord. Amen. There's a couple things. And I'm going to sit down, but I just want to give my part of it here. There's a couple things that I had wrote down. I'm not a message writer or anything else. But let me encourage you, just as an old man talking. I don't really look at myself as an old man, but I am. Amen? But let me just encourage you on some things. I told them this morning, I said, I have been serving God since I was 17. I'm 64 years old. And let me tell you something. I remember I was around 20 years old. Are y'all getting anything out of this year? Amen. I was around 20 years old, 21, 22, and this old preacher, he was around 64 about that time. When you're 20, they look pretty old. And he came up to me and said, Brother Martin, he said, I am closer to God today than I've ever been in my life. And he said, and I am so unhappy. That just didn't ring right. I got saved when I was 17 years old. And when I got saved when I was 17, I've told this before, that my altar bench was a little old stool with police gathered around me. That was my altar bench. And those policemen were screaming at me. They had caught me dead to rights. I mean, I was a goner. I was a goner and everything. And I remember in my heart, I prayed. I just prayed. And I said, God, if you'll give me, and I was crying, no more tough guy. I was crying. I said, God, in my heart, I said, God, if you'll get me out of this mess I'm in, I got myself into, I promise you, I'll serve you the rest of my life. And the man whose store that we were in trouble, several of us boys were in trouble for. Some of those boys went to McAllister, some went to Vietnam, But that man walked in at that very moment, brother, and pointed his finger at me, and he told the police, he said, "Let this boy go. I will not press charges against him." Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Feeling went out the window. As far as be serving feeling, I really felt something there. You know what I felt? I was walking home. Amen. Redheaded, uncombed hair. Amen. Just a heathen. Amen. Just a, and all I could think about was, and walking down the road was, "Jesus, you really know who I am. Jesus, you really know who I am." Over and over in my mind, that's all I could think about. Praise God. And then God reached down and called this boy to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know what was going to happen. I got myself in so much hot water preaching the gospel the way that with the fire and vim that I had, they had locked me out of the church. Praise God. I wasn't trying to hurt anybody. I was just enthused. I was zealous about it. Praise God. But blessed be the Lord all through those years of churches throwing me out. Hallelujah. Of churches closing up on me. Praise God. I just kept on preaching the gospel. Come on. Living for Come Jesus on. Christ. And I'm telling you that up to this day that I love Jesus more. Praise more.
More
than ever before. I want to tell you something else. There's no special bubble around me, but Jesus Christ loves, he loves us all. Amen. And what he's wanting us to do is just let him know, "I don't care what happens, Jesus. I don't care what happens in my life. I don't care if the whole body falls out. I am going to serve you." Amen. Amen. Can you commit yourself to that? Can you commit yourself to God? Amen. I'm not trying to take up a lot of time, but I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. Amen. A while back, I was telling that I got to thinking about it. I guess last night, I wrote a little book on it. I called it, what did I call it? Jacob's, Friends of Joseph. Friends of Joseph. Amen. And, because Joseph's bowels went over the wall and reached out. But we've been gathering down in the dining room. They've been gathering furniture. We sat around after church and things and visits, you know. And so we have all colors of couches and chairs. It's a mixed match. Amen. And yesterday my wife had seen a couch in the on a broad sale or something. I don't think y'all have broad sales, a Facebook type deal. I don't guess y'all do. Y'all may have. Yeah, y'all do, don't you? Well,
you don't have some.
Okay. Well, but this counselor, she said, "I'm going to call them. There's $150 for it." And she said, "I'm going to call them and just ask if they'd donate that." And I said, "Well, okay, do it." Well, she called them and she was talking to this lady and she finally said, "Would you donate that to a church?" She said, "Sure." Well, when they went to get it and everything, and I'm telling you what, it was definitely mixed match. And so I told them, I said, "We need to put a sign in that dining room, but we all visit, saying Joseph's dining room, Joseph's living room, because there's couches and chairs of many colors in there." Amen. But I got to thinking about this little message, that little deal I put in there for people. And it's called, I named it that there's three things. If you'll do three things, you'll never lose your hope. You'll never lose your God. You want me to go over those real fast? I can go over there just real fast for you. Amen. One thing, the very, very first thing is you've got to be persuaded. You've got to be persuaded. Amen. There is nothing. If you're not persuaded on something, you've already struck out. You've already struck out. There's got to be a persuasion there, persuaded. Amen. And you take, if you say, "Well, I'm going to serve God and see if it's good. I'm going to serve God and see if they goes fine. I serve God to a limit. But when you are persuaded that God is worth serving, God is worth serving. Amen. And you commit yourself to God that you will serve God all of your life. Amen. You make that commitment. And there's a scripture. Let's go to a scripture here. Amen. Romans 4. Let's go to Romans 4. Have I read a scripture yet?
No.
I haven't. I'm not trying to bore anybody. I'm just trying to share my heart here. Because I believe that y'all are the precious people of God. Amen. I want you to know that. I believe that with all my heart. And one thing I don't want to do is take advantage of God's people. Making them listen to me. But at the same time, all I'd like to do is just share my hope. But Romans 4. Did I say 4? Romans 4, then let's go to the 17th verse. And he's talking to about Abraham. He says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now this next verse, look at this next verse. Who against hope. Hope was stacked against him. Hope was stacked against him. Amen. I'm not asking for hand raising or anything else. I don't want hand raising. But do you feel that way tonight? How many times in your life have you felt that hope is stacked against you? Amen. Anybody want to tell me? I felt that way. Amen. But who against hope? This is Abraham talking about him today. And let me just go ahead and read that. In hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. I was talking about him today, that that Abraham, when God called him out, you know what he was? He was a Syrian. Now just listen to this here. He was a Syrian. And God told him, said, look here, I'm calling you out from this here. I want you to leave your land. I want you to leave your kindred. I want to leave all these people that you know. I want you to leave all of this and everything. He started separating him from that life that he was in. Amen. And then he told Abraham, he said, your seed is going to be as the sands of the sea. They're going to be as the stars of heaven. He never saw that. He never saw that in his life. Amen. He was still a Syrian. And God separated him as a Syrian. And then the Bible called Jacob a Syrian. He was a Syrian. Amen. I keep emphasizing that because there was something taking place there, a change taking place. And then finally, God took Joseph. And through Joseph, he led all that Jacob had produced. You know how many it was? 70 souls. Can you believe that? Here's Abraham that came and died. Here's Isaac that came and died. And here's Jacob. 70 people. That's not the stars of heaven. That's not the number of the sand of the sea, is it? That's a little bitty group by any person's number. Amen? Praise God. And he takes this 70 souls and he leads them into Egypt. God did that. God led them into a place that he was going to bind them. At first, they felt real good about it. They felt real good about it at first. They're thinking, look here, our Joseph, our brothers, the head of this deal, he's going to give us special favor. We get the best land for our cattle and our sheep. Yeah. All we have to do is ask. Everything was really feeling good.
Right.
Amen. But then finally, Joseph died. Finally, that Pharaoh died. And the Bible said, God raised another Pharaoh.
Right.
And that Pharaoh hated Israel.
Yes, he did.
Amen. hated Israel, praise God. And he started tormenting them. I'm telling you what, feelings went out the window. Praise God. And then finally here was Moses raised up in Egyptian nobility. Amen. That was finally driven out to the desert so God could erase and eradicate all of that Egypt out of his spirit.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. But here he comes back. And they didn't really take him too well. And God said, Moses, we've all heard the story. Go tell Pharaoh that I'm going to do this here. And so he'd go tell Pharaoh. And Pharaoh would, what would Pharaoh do? He made it rougher.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Are y'all with me on that?
Yes, sir.
He made it rougher on Israel. And finally Israel turned against Moses. Why don't you leave us alone? Praise God. But all this time, unbeknownst to Israel, all they were being ran by was their feelings, by what was coming against them, the taskmasters, having to do twice the work, having to gather the straw, everything for brick. They were having to do all that. And the more Moses did, God used that to make Pharaoh madder. That didn't sound like a fair deal. I'm glad I wasn't Moses.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But and then finally, though, God got Pharaoh right where he wanted him. Isn't that wonderful? And finally said, you get him out of here. Let me tell you something. All those years from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were Syrians, hallelujah. But when they walked out of Egypt, blessed be the Lord, they were no longer Syrians, but they were Hebrews, hallelujah. God had done a work and created a new nation. God worked when you and I don't even know He's working.
Yes,
we can't figure God out. Let God work in our life. Amen. Is that all right? Just let God work.
Thank
you. Blessed be the Lord. God loves you and I. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. And everything works to good.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I wish I could find them. I just read them real quick here and everything. But where Paul said, I am persuaded. I was going to give those three things and everything. One was persuaded, one was goes, and then one was continue. But I don't feel like going through all the scriptures. But that's where Paul, he said, find that for me. Where he said, I am persuaded that nothing. Amen. If y'all can find that. Romans 8 and 38. And then find another scripture. 8 and 38. Romans 4. Okay, that, and you said Romans what now? Okay, then also find over there where he said I was shipwrecked, beaten. Find that one also for me. I want to read these to you, okay? Then I'm quitting, all right? Amen. Romans 8. 1 Corinthians 11. Okay, let's go to 8 first, to Romans 8. Keep that so we can go over there. No, 8 and 38. Now, this great apostle, listen to this here. This is Paul. Huh? What's our mentality? Well, that's Paul. That's not me. But I want to tell you something. Paul put his pants on just like I do.
Yep.
Huh? Just the same way. Just as human as I am and you are. Amen? But here Paul is saying, I am persuaded. I want to say this here. This was written around A.D., if they're right, okay, A.D. 54. Around A.D. 54. On down through the church period there. And Paul's writing this. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Next verse, there's destiny. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now let me read something to you here. Let me read something, this man's life, about this life. Where did you say? Let me read this to you. Okay, and what chapter are you in?
Second Corinthians 11.
And around what verse?
I think you're going to start around 22,
23. 22, 23, okay. Let's start the 22nd verse, Destin. It says, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. Now look at this here. Look at this here. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure. He got beat how many times? Two or three times? 39 times each time, save one. Amen. Here he is getting beat. Here he is having to labor without getting a paycheck. Amen. He gave his life for that. And all the time he says over this other chapter, I am persuaded that nothing, I don't care how many stripes I get, I don't care how many times I get beat, I'm persuaded, amen, in Christ Jesus. In labors, huh? In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons. How many times? I'm going to tell you, it'd be hard. It'd be hard to be thrown in jail. Amen? Can anybody say amen on that?
Amen.
Lord, I want to give my life to you. It'd kind of be like that guy, boy, that told his girlfriend. He said, I don't care what it is. I'll go through hell or high water for you. And then all of a sudden, there's going down the road, and this bulldog jumping, and he took off running and left him. And she said, I thought you said you'd be there for through hell or high water. He said, yeah, but that was a bulldog. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But Paul was committed. Paul was committed, was he? Amen. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, yeah. In prisons more frequent. I love reading that. In deaths off, next verse. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. He was a criminal. He was a criminal. Y'all with me on that there? He wasn't accepted by the society. Let me tell you something. When you really dedicate your life to God and our life goes beyond our immediate problems and trouble, and we see there's a bigger picture. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
There's a bigger picture than what my time. I get seven good penalties. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But God's picture goes beyond my little tunnel. He goes beyond your tunnel. Amen? Praise God. And when you realize that and you commit yourself to that, say, God, I don't care. I don't care. What my life and my world here is so big. But God, I know your picture is much more greater. And that you remember that God cares. Amen. Can you say that? Say that with me. God cares. He cares. Amen. He knows who you are. He knows who you are. Amen. So thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice was I suffered shipwreck. A mile, a night, and a day have I been in the deep. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Who in this building, and I'm not being critical, folks, believe you me, who in this building has had that kind of problems? Not me. Not me. I feel like some of my problems have been pretty major because they've been in my world. Amen? They've been in my life, praise God. But I'm telling you, when I read that, I thank God. Here's this man here. That he went through all these things. Look at the rest of that. In perils of water, perils of robber, perils of my own countrymen, perils by the heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, perils among false brethren.
Yeah.
Next one. In weariness and painfulness and watchings often and hunger and thirst and fastings often and coldness and nakedness. Look at all those things. The same. Says over in Romans, I am persuaded. Amen. I'm persuaded. Let me throw this out to you, and I'm quitting. I'm quitting. Appreciate y'all's patience. I really do. Amen. You're Yeah, you're listening to ears. But let me tell you something. If you'll do this point here, I don't care what you're going through, what I'm going through.
Amen.
Start praising God. Start being thankful. But that's what Paul said. I have learned. Look at that word learn. I have learned in whatever condition I'm in. Whatever state. I have learned in whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content. You know what that word learns means? It's acquired. Whatever you're going through, relax in that and say, God, I'm going to learn to be content in this state. Content doesn't mean be lackadaisical, but content means say, God, if you have chosen this path, if this is the path that I'm going down, I am going to be contented in you to walk down this path, because I know at the end of this path that the Bible says better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Amen. And I'm telling you what, God has His hand on every one of our lives. Amen. All right. God, thank you all. God bless you.